The word today is glorify. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Moses had seen the burning bush, the 10 plagues, and the Red Sea parted, but he still asked to see God's glory. We long to look upon the fullness of God's power and purity. Believers will see it someday when we are in heaven, but until then we are called to praise Jesus and to live holy lives. Here to share more about God's nature and our worship of Him is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Glorify.
When I think about the glory of God, I love looking at images of the universe, of the galaxies and the stars and nebula. I just can't get over the size and the scale of this place that the Lord has made. And I also glorify God when I look at the small, minute things in this universe, the smallest particles that we can see, the little creatures that are so teeny, that are invisible to the eye, and all of this glorifies God. He can make the humongously big stuff, and at the same time, the most intricate, detailed, microscopic things. It's just phenomenal. I hope that you enjoy looking around at the world and giving praise to God, the Creator. He so deserves your acknowledgement and your wonder at what He has done. And in another way, spiritually, He deserves your wonderment and awe over His salvation through Jesus, that He would have His own Son, one person of the Trinity, take on a human form and then literally absorb the sin of the world and bear it and then die in order that it might be purged. It's just an incredible thing. God shows His authority, His power, His wisdom in so many different ways, on the physical level and on the spiritual level. And I hope that in your heart and mind, you wish to glorify Him. We think about the way the Lord is glorified in creation. I mentioned some of the ways, and I don't know if you realize this or not, but as a human, one of your privileges is to praise God in a way that no other creatures can. Humans are in this very intimate, close relationship with the Creator, and we can praise Him with our heart and mind and spirit that animals and plants cannot. And so He loves this. Now, just think about this yourself. If you have someone who is showing appreciation to you and thanking you, it feels good. You're happy about that. Well, think about God. He wants us to acknowledge and recognize His generosity, His wisdom, His goodness to us. Stop for a minute and think. Are you showing gratitude to God? Are you thankful to the Lord for all the blessings that He's bringing to you? Now, there may be some sinful humans in your life that are messing things up. There may be some difficult environmental conditions like a drought or things like this. You may have serious challenges, but God is still giving you life, and He's given you what you need to survive, and He's given you loving people around you. Hopefully, if you don't have anyone close, you can find some other Christians, and you can fellowship with them and kind of form a family with them. God has given us so many things out of His generosity and goodness, and He is glorified in the beauty, the intellect of humanity, the amazing music and machinery and the crops that can be grown and all of the ways that the intelligence and wisdom that God has given us is expressed in mankind. And we often see examples of generosity of individuals giving of themselves and nurturing others and assisting others. And this really glorifies God. It's the image of God. It's a reflection of God in ourselves. And it's worth glorifying the Creator. I hope that you haven't bought into these stories about evolution. You know, that's not been demonstrated in the scientific labs. It's been falsified. We know that chemicals can't self-assemble, and we know that they don't accidentally tumble upward and become more and more complex creatures. It doesn't happen. That's a story. It's a fantasy designed to replace acknowledgement of the Creator. And I hope that you'll recognize God as Creator, the one who created you too. And that's why you should always have self-worth and good self-esteem, because you're a person who's made in the image of God, a special creation of the Lord. In fact, He thought so much of you that He sent His Son Jesus to retrieve you, to save you from your sins, from your errors. So I hope that you will always feel self-esteem in Jesus Christ. You know, another way God is glorified, and this is not one we like to think about, but it is true that one of the ways God is glorified is in His judgment. He is glorious not just in creation and not just in redemption, but also in His wrath. And when He pours out His anger and wrath, it is every bit as powerful and thorough as His creation. We see an example of that in Exodus chapter 14, where the Lord raised up Pharaoh and then let him have it because his heart was hardened and would not let the Jewish people go as the Lord wanted. And so the Lord just bombed Egypt with 10 plagues, divine occurrences that finally broke the will of the Pharaoh and let the people free out of Egypt. Now, the Lord had hardened Pharaoh's heart, and He said that He did this to demonstrate His power, to demonstrate His glory. And we need to recognize that when God decides to judge, when He decides to condemn, it will be thorough and it will be glorious. Now, He's going to do that again at the return of Jesus, and I hope that you will be prepared so that you will not be swept up with the unbelieving, that you will not be destroyed along with them. Some people think, you know, how could a loving God destroy humans? Oh, it's very simple. It's very easy. Because they're wicked, because they're intolerant of God, because they love evil instead of good, because they don't want to recognize Him as the Creator, so therefore they're going to bring judgment upon themselves. And I hope that you're not of that spirit. I hope you're not of that mindset. There is still time for you to repent. There's time for you to receive the Lord God. That's why He's patient, waiting for people to come to repentance. But mostly God wants to be known for His redemption, for His salvation. When He announced Himself to Moses, Moses said, "Show me your glory." And I just think that's such an amazing moment, because Moses had seen all kinds of glorious moments with God. In fact, if you count down, Moses had seen a burning bush that did not burn up. And the angel of the Lord spoke to him through the burning bush. He saw the 10 plagues that were visited upon Egypt. He saw the Red Sea parting. He heard God's voice and communed with God. And these were all glorious manifestations of God. And yet he's still saying, "Show me your glory." See, he hadn't looked upon God with his own eyes. He hadn't seen the natural entity of God. And that's what he wanted. And the Lord said, "You can't do that. You can't look upon me. No one can look upon me." It's sort of like if we'd say, "Oh, come on, let's experience the full power of radiation." Well, if you were to walk into a nuclear reactor and experience that full power, it would be your undoing. It would destroy you. And in the same way, no human can come right into the presence of God in their sin. It'll destroy him. It's too powerful. It's too pure. It's too holy. We just can't take that. Now, we will be able to do that once we're resurrected in our resurrection body at the coming of Jesus. That's something we should really look forward to. We'll be reconstituted, so to speak, remade, fit for life eternal. Like Jesus said, we'll be more like the angels, and the angels are able to be in the presence of God. My little theory on that is because they're predominantly spiritual beings with a physical side. We, on the other hand, are predominantly physical beings with a spiritual nature. So we just are not made to be able to tolerate being in the presence of God like that. But we will someday, because when we get the resurrection from the dead, we're told we'll be like Christ, not equal to Jesus, but our nature, our physical and spiritual nature is going to be flipped, I think, so that we'll be more like the angels and more able to tolerate being close, right in proximity to the full glory of God. I hope that excites you. I think it's going to be a fantastic experience. And now, I want to warn you, the wrath of God is coming. Jesus talked about this plainly. He referenced the flood that wiped out all people on earth except for the eight in the ark. You know, so many people laugh at that. So many people think, it's just a myth, just a story, and they discount all this. Don't make that mistake. You might be a highly intellectual person, but don't be so foolish as to disregard the word of God. As the Lord wiped out humanity the first time, he is going to bring judgment upon this world. Maybe you should read Romans chapter 1 as an example of God's ability to condemn and judge his creatures. But he wants you to be saved. He wants you to be redeemed. So I beg you to surrender your mind and heart to Christ, to come to him, to receive the forgiveness of sins. There's still time to do that. And then share it. Urge others to do the same. God has a glorious future for us, experiencing his glory, and I want you to be able to be part of that. So give your heart and mind to Jesus Christ and wait for the coming glory of God in Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.